If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back, round and third, heading home on a beautiful day in Pittsburgh as the Penguins get ready to resume their season. It'll be Washington in town. 3:20, I would say, face-off there. Prior to it, it's a wonderful tribute that the Penguins will make for a man who was the voice, and for many seasons, I think, the face of the franchise. Before Mario Lemieux came here, before Crosby, I mean, Mike Lang drew people in, even though the team didn't have a whole bunch of success. They had some good players, for sure, like Pierre LaRouche, like Jean Pronovost, remember the Silaps line, the Century line. But, you know, Dave Burrows comes to mind, but they never, Ron Stackhouse, but they never had the kind of team that evolved after Lemieux came here. And so Mike Lang had a prominent role in nearly five decades of being the voice of the Penguins. He will be honored today as the Penguins begin their season now with a sub-500 record, seventh in the Metropolitan. They are 6 points out of the final wild card, but they got some teams to overcome. Meanwhile, Washington is 36-11-8. I don't think any of us would have thought the Capitals, because to me they mirrored the Penguins in so many ways, but they did a pretty good little subtle rebuild on the fly, and they've got some young guys in their lineup, complementing Alex Ovechkin, along with Logan Thompson, a big pickup in Trey with Vegas. They've signed him to a long deal. He only has two losses all year. He's been dynamic, and he will be in goal today for the Capitals. So, you know, the bottom line there is the Penguins got their work cut out of them with the Capitals today and then with the Rangers at home tomorrow. But Mike Lang's memory, that'll be the top thing going on at 3 o'clock today. 412-928-9370. If you're driving to the game, make sure you get to those seats a little early to make sure you can take it all in. Brian in Brookline is on the line right now. Brian, are you going to the game today?
No, Bob, I am not. I have chores to do for the wife.
There we go. Honey-do day.
Absolutely. Two things. One about Mike, and I want to ask you a question about something with the Steelers, but Pittsburgh should be blessed. We had Bill Hillgrove, Mike Lang, all these guys, Lanny, and we should be really blessed to have three franchises represented so eloquently and well. And even to you too, Bob, you're still with us for a long time, so it's nice. I
hope so.
it's nice to have some stability, and Mike will definitely be missed. He's one of the reasons I got interested in hockey about 10 years ago, listening to him. He made it fun to listen to.
And he has had a direct impact on others, like Greg Brown, who had a tremendous relationship with him, got him going into baseball, and Brownie's eventually done a very nice job taking over for Lanny after all these years, and then Josh Gestzoff for the Penguins. Mike Lang had a lot to do with that. Steve Mears before him. So he's always been willing to help young guys.
That's what I like. And the spinoff to this, the Steelers, in your estimation, if we don't get Fields, if we just don't get him, do you see the Steelers staying at 21 or moving up to get somebody? I really don't like this quarterback class.
I don't either. I mean, that's why I wouldn't do it. I would do other things that I need and wait till next year if I could, or figure out a way that I'm not going to reach. You know, they did that once before with Pickett, and, you know, whatever reason, it didn't work out here. If you do that again and set yourself back, this chasing of the quarterback costs you time and repeated draft picks. So I would instead, it's a deep defensive line class, I'd do that. I would look at wide receivers to bring in as well. I would do a lot of things. I think they'll figure out their quarterback situation before anything else happens. I think they have to before it gets to the point where they become free agents.
Daniel Jones, does he do anything for you?
There's a lot I like about him, but as a backup, sure. As a starter, probably not.
Fair enough. I just wanted to get your 2 cents on it, Bob. Yeah.
No, I he'll have a market for himself. There's no question. I don't know about starters, but and that's what Russell Wilson finds himself. If he doesn't get a job here, where is he going to be a starter? I don't think it'll be the Raiders, even though he played once for Pete Carroll. They did not part the right way. So I don't know if it's there. I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks. But thanks for the call, Brian. I do appreciate it. All right, let's go out to Mike in Jacksonville. Jacksonville, FLA, home of Sawgrass. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Really well. I have a kind of morbid question I want to ask you.
Morbid?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I don't wish you any bad will or anything like that. I'm just curious to find out, if something was to happen to you, how would you like your name remembered? With the Pirates, with the Steelers, with the Penguins, like the other three guys?
Mike, all I know is what I know. And I've been, to me, to answer this is hard. I think I've been consistent in what I do. I try to be fair. I try to be very respectful of people. I've done that my whole life. My parents have taught me that, and I've tried to carry it on to not only my kids, but now my grandkids. And it's a simple philosophy, but it's one that applies to everything you do. And it's this one. It's nice to be important. It's more important to be nice. I've always valued opinions of people who want to talk to me. I am honored that you take the time to listen or watch. So just, you know, I mean, if that's the case, I want to be remembered as somebody who was good at what he did and was respectful to everyone he encountered.
I love listening to you, Bob. You do bring out some really good points. But I have a question I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
What do you feel about Daniel Jones, the quarterback from the Giants?
Well, he's with the Vikings now, or was. I don't, you know, again, as I told the previous caller, Mike, I think he has some upside there. He still has legs, you know. I don't know if the system in New York has specifically led to any kind of success for him. He's a good friend of Saquon Barkley. If you ever listen to Saquon talk about him, he still thinks he can be that guy. Sixth overall once taken in the draft. You know, I don't know. I think he would be a good backup. I've seen enough of him as a starter to think maybe that his best days as a starter, unless it's a clean slate and somebody does what, you know, for him, what Sam Darnold got out of Minnesota, turned his career around, you know, so I don't know. I don't think I'd give him the kind of money to be a starter, though.
What's your feelings on Patrick Queen? I promise I'll let you go.
I like Patrick Queen. I thought he had a very, you know, slow start, but a good year for the Steelers. And he solidified something they've been chasing for quite some time, which is that inside linebacking combination. I think Landon Roberts and him are a very good 1-2 punch. They've been searching ever since the injury to Shazier. They tried Devin Bush. They've tried a number of people. And finally, it seems like, you know, that free agent signing helped them a lot. So I don't look at that position the way I did just, you know, a few years ago.
And you mentioned signing, which brings up another question. What about this tight end that the Steelers just signed for 1 year?
Yeah.
You know anything
Parnum,
about it?
Donald Parnum. I mean, he was on the practice squad, I think, all last year. He's had some success. You know, to me, they better just concentrate on Freiermuth first and foremost. They need him to be a 75 to 85 catch guy, if possible. And so, I mean, the guy was brought in. I don't know what his role would be, to be honest. I don't know how often they would utilize him. But we'll see.
Well, Bob,
it's not a big splash, I can tell you that. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
And like I said before, sir, if there is a Mount Rushmore, you should be the fourth guy up there.
No, there are too many others ahead of me for that. I just go there and watch those guys. You know, I've been fortunate to call all friends, starting with Bob Prince back in the day. That guy helped me out a lot. I learned a lot from Bob Prince. But you just go through the list of people you get fortunate enough to know in Pittsburgh. And I think we in Pittsburgh are very lucky. We've had a lot of tremendous broadcasters come through who've had tremendous careers and left indelible impressions upon all of us. Matt in Baldwin is up here now. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good.
So
thanks.
I was just calling in kind of basically kind of reiterating some points, but I've heard people talk about the Mount Rushmore and whatnot. I was raised, my grandfather, you know, Pittsburgh through and through, never had a choice. But, you know, you just look at the people in the community that's represented, like Myron Cope, Bob Prince, Mike Lang, Bill Hillgrove, you know, even dating back, you know, Joe Tucker, who did the Pens and Steelers.
Right.
Like the
Don't forget Jack Fleming 50s. Either. Jack Fleming was good at it, too.
Right. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, you got Punch, Dick Groat, you know, Brownie.
There's just tons of people. Right. I mean, it's been a succession plan of great people have come along and done a good job.
And, you know, you're in there as well. It's just, you know, I think it's a testament not only, but I think we're in a really unique pocket here in the country in Pittsburgh that the broadcasters and the people that, you know, bring the news to us and whatnot understand the city and the city understands them and the respect is there. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it just builds that history and just calling in, you know, Mike Lang, losing him, we lost, is it Joe Burnett as well?
John Burnett, yeah.
Like John Burnett,
John was,
you know,
a tremendous person. I wish everyone had a chance to know him the way I knew him and the way so many of us knew him. He was a great personality kind of guy, you know, always interested, engaging. I can't say enough about him, and it's sad what happened to him because he is he's probably a victim of CTE. He played linebacker at Tennessee and suffered a lot of concussions back in his day, and I think ultimately right. That's what led to what we saw here, so sadly.
And I mean, I was just with his son Eric today. He was down DJing the Polar Plunge in front of Acrisure. And like I said, it's just I think we're in a really unique city where, you know, the announcers, the broadcasters will not understand Pittsburgh and the culture with it. So
no question
I just wanted
about
to call
it.
In and say thank you to everything you do and all your colleagues as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of great colleagues, a lot of good writers in town. Thanks, Matt. I mean, not only in this station here, so many people that I've engaged with, my partner down at KDKA, Rich Walsh, and I have had a long history together. I mean, you talk about Mark Madden and his role in this city. You've talked about all the people here. There are so many great people, and everybody has a different style, and that's the beauty of it. You know, you can be successful with a lot of different styles. Let's go to Al in Uniontown. Hello, Al. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Bo?
I'm good. Thanks.
Can I tell a quick story about Mike Lang?
Yes, sir.
I believe, I don't know if it was 91, 92 season or 92, 93. Shaquille O'Neal was a rookie and I was living in LA and, Shaq was coming to town to play the Clippers and, a lot of the guys wanted to go and I begged my boss, can we please go to the Kings game tonight over at the Forum? It was the Kings against the Penguins, Lemieux against Gretzky, who can beat that? And so, everybody went to the Clipper game. And me and my boss, we ended up going to the hockey game. He's from Jersey. He loves hockey. And, well, unfortunately, Lemieux and Gretzky were scratched that night. That's irrelevant. So we're going to our seats, and we're, like, in the upper level. And if anybody knows about the Forum, Paul Steigerwald would know. They didn't have boxes up there for those guys. They took like three rows of seats. The one row in front of you, you couldn't sit there. And then the second row, they took the seats out and put tables in there for them guys to set up. And then the third row, you couldn't sit right behind them. Well, I was like literally two rows behind that. And I remember Mike taking his headset off, and they were talking to Mike Lang. And I told my boss, I said, that's Mike Lang. And he said, who the hell's Mike Lang? I explained to him later. And anyway, I knew they were in commercial and all that stuff. And I know it's rude, but I couldn't help myself. And I went up to him and I said, Mike Lang, I'm out from Uniontown. And oh my God, I love you, man. And he shook my hand and he took 15 seconds and he said, what are you doing out here? And I said, well, I live out here right now. And, that was that. I mean, I had about 15 seconds of meeting the guy.
And like I said before, you know, Al, he doesn't turn anyone away. You go up to him, I think he's and that's a great thing to have. And I think all of us who do this should respect that. If people listen and like and want to talk to you, give them the time of day. And Mike has always done that. So thank you for the story, Al. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks,
Bob. All right, man. You have a good day. All right, we're due for a break. One more segment before we turn it over to Pitt Panther pregame. Coming up, it's Pitt and Notre Dame today at 2:15. They'll get you set starting at 1:45 with Cale Berger, Curtis Aiken, and Bill Hillgrove. That's all coming up right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back as we continue here on a Saturday. It's a beautiful day. Music will get you psyched up for what should be a busy weekend of sports here in Pittsburgh. Penguins and Capitals at 3 today. Tomorrow the Rangers come to town. Another afternoon matinee game. And today Mike Lang will be remembered fondly by everyone there in a moving tribute that the Penguins have planned starting at 3 p.m. And then it's getting back to business. And I wonder if the Four Nations ratings, especially the final of 10.7, it was 14 million in Canada, by the way, if that would impact ratings now. It's certainly not the same product. You don't have the best players on every roster, of course, but you wonder if there's some sort of carryover. I think likely not, but you never know. All right, the Pirates are underway. As I said earlier, they're playing at Ed Smith Stadium today. You could hear this game on KDK AM against the Orioles, and they have a 2-0 lead. Stewart with a 2-run double, I think I heard you say, Joel. Is that right?
Yes, sir. DJ Stewart.
DJ the Hitmeister. 2-run double. Anyway, they brought in 33-year-old Andrew Haney on a 1-year deal for $5.25 million. I thought maybe that would open the doors to some trade that would lead to a bat. But since it's a beautiful day, and if you join me later, I was fantasizing a little bit about what maybe the Pirates could do. I know they won't, but Vladimir Guerrero, a report came out of Toronto today that they've hit a stalemate in terms of trying to get a contract done. He is soon to be a free agent at the end of this season. He's only 25 years old. He, like last year, 323 average, 30 home runs, 103 runs batted in, great OPS. He's been a 40 home run guy. You think about what that would do to the Pirates and put him at first base for the next 5 to 8 years. Yeah, it would cost you $40 to $50 million a year, whatever it would be. So what? That payroll is small enough now where if you had $50 million to it every single year, it wouldn't change all that much in terms of where they are when you look at the stacking of payrolls. Yeah, it's a lot for them, but what would the return be? What would he mean to this lineup? What would it do to help guys like Skeens and Jones? Again, I realize that this, you know, it won't happen. I would try. I certainly would. Why wouldn't I? I know this. If they don't make any headway in Toronto and it gets near the trade deadline, people are going to want to acquire him for a situation that could be rental. You know, with no obligation to sign him beyond this year. That's something I still would be interested in if the Pirates were somehow in a wild card chase or whatever. You put him in the middle of a lineup, any lineup. Look what Bryce Harper meant to the Phillies when he was acquired, and they end up winning a world championship. So 412-928-9370 is that number to call. By the way, with the Four Nations, people are going to wonder, what does this do to the All-Star game? You'll still probably have it on certain years, but next year they go right into the Olympics in Milan, Italy. Those will be the Winter Olympics, and for the first time since 2014, NHL players will play in that competition. Then you have the World Cup in 2028, which again is designed to really take advantage of international global ratings, as it has with some of these international matchups over the years. What happens in 2027? You know, I don't know. They'll probably have to go back to the traditional All-Star game, I guess, even though these things have become old and antiquated, I think. By the way, this is the 45th anniversary of one of the biggest moments in United States history when it comes to sports, and that would be the Miracle on Ice, when Mike Ruzioni, who I believe is in town, taking part in Mary Lemieux's fantasy hockey camp. They do a great job raising money for the Lemieux Foundation. Mario and all these guys, friends of his, come in and they play hockey with anyone who wants to pay the price to get involved. And it's a great experience. Everyone I've talked to who's been a part of that has really enjoyed it. So I would expect Mario to be at the game today, something that hasn't happened since the Yager thing last year. But he likes to entertain those guys, and they'll be at that game today on a day where they honor Mike Lang. So Mary Lemieux Foundation has been outstanding. Nancy Angus, Tom Grealish, all the people involved over there, Drew, do great work raising money for neonatal care as well as cancer research, two things that have certainly hit the Lemieux family. So that'll be good to see today, and we'll see if the Penguins can get back on the schneid here. They need something going on because, quite frankly, they need to hop over a lot of teams, and the time is now. They got to go into somewhat of a winning streak, and it won't be easy against the Capitals, the best team in the Eastern Conference, or the Rangers, a team that finds themselves very similar to the Penguins, and that expectations were bigger for them. They started the season, you might remember, with a 6-0 win over the Penguins here in Pittsburgh, and they ended up falling flat here most recently, but they still have a good hockey club, and we'll see what happens with the Penguins as they take on two good teams this weekend as they start the second half of their season. Coming up at 1:45, we're going to turn this over to K.L. Berger, as well as Curtis Aiken and Bill Hillgrove for Pitt Notre Dame pregame. The Pitt Panthers are in an interesting position here. They have fallen out of, I think, the NCAA tournament bracketology. They need to get back in it, and the best way to do that is take care of wins like today against Notre Dame, which is a struggling team. They're 5-10 in ACC play. They're ranked 105 in net rankings, so you got to win those games. Pitt had lost one of those games to a 103 net ranking to Virginia at home when they lost by 20 in a blowout. Stuff like that really does hurt you, so that puts the pressure on them to win out, I would think, to be secure in their knowledge that they could be in the NCAA tournament. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. A little shout-out to Robert Morris. Andy Toole and his team have gotten things together. They're 21-8 this year, 13-5 in conference. They have a good chance of getting the NCAA tournament, probably the best chance of any local team. As they won last night. It's difficult to play bad teams. They did. They won. They survived. And we'll see if they can advance into their own tournament and then the NCAA tournament as well. But this has been a fun day, talking about things that probably will never happen, but maybe could. Daydreaming a little bit. A lot of people still have questions about the Steelers and what they may be doing with their quarterback and beyond. The first decision that I think has to be made is whether or not one of these two guys is back, and I'm still leaning toward Justin Fields, and we'll see what it means with subsequent decisions. And if you're wondering, by the way, if you can turn a franchise around in a hurry, I think the answer is yes. If you draft properly, you can do that. And I will look no further than what the Philadelphia Eagles did, you know, in this draft this year, because they had – you know, Howie Roseman has a good reputation as a GM. But you might remember last year the Eagles, and they won the Super Bowl this year. But last year they fell apart. They started real well. They lost, I think, six of their last six. Totally fell apart. They made changes. They hired Vic Fangio to run their defense. They hired Kellen Moore to be their offensive coordinator. He ends up going to New Orleans this year as their head coach. They drafted, and this is what you have to do if you're going to make things change in a hurry. You have to hit on these draft picks. They drafted Quinyon Mitchell, who's really good, and started and was a difference maker for them. Then in the second round, they got Cooper DeJean, another guy who had big season and had an interception and a pick six in that Super Bowl, you might remember. They signed Zach Bond. At the time, people said, well, Zach Bond, what's he going to do? Well, he turned out to be a Pro Bowl kind of player for them. They re-signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You know, they signed Saquon Barkley. And when that happened, that was the biggest thing that made a difference in what they were doing, because they doubled down on their belief that you got to be a physical run team. They have a good offensive line, but Saquon Barkley gave them the foundation that they needed, where everything else takes off. That includes the pass game. That includes running with Jalen Hurts. So if you're asking yourself, can the Steelers make immediate changes to what they've been doing? Can it affect what they do this season? Well, if they draft correctly and they get guys to come in and play, and keep in mind they're going to have two new guys essentially who are from last year's draft class who did not play at all. Wide receiver Roman Wilson, and then starting right tackle Troy Fautanu. those guys are coming in too this year, and they'll hopefully make an impact. And if you get two or three more guys who can make an impact in the draft and you sign somebody, things can change in a hurry. And I think that's the way they should be approaching this, because it used to be there was a time, Joe, you may remember this, when draft picks came and they were told to sit for 3 years while they got acclimated to the NFL. This happens with quarterbacks a lot. Used to, not anymore, right? You come in, you better play, because they have a lot invested in you.
Pretty much, and especially if you're going to be a first-round pick quarterback where, yeah, those expectations are on you right away. Not many times, you know, maybe Jordan Love, but not many times where a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, first-round pick, is going to sit the entire season.
No, they just need you to play now, and if they're drafting you in the first round, there's a need. So I think that's an expectation that a lot of these guys have. Now, whether or not these guys in this class are going to be able to do that, I don't know. I'm not sold totally on Shedeur Sanders. I'm not sold on Cam Ward. I think there are holes to his game. They're talented. They're going to be drafted. We'll see what they do. But as far as the Penguins or the Steelers are concerned, I think they need to figure out what they're going to do first now this year, and then, you know, have an extended plan, a succession plan. Who's going to be the guy coming in here to be the franchise quarterback? That's the number one issue in all of football. It's the quarterback. Who do you have? Who do you want? There are people out there still thinking they're going to make a signing, that if it's not one of these two guys, they may go out and sign Aaron Rodgers. They may go out and sign Sam Darnold. They may bring in others. I don't see that as a scenario that would make sense for them right now, because that would, to me, cost more money than I'm willing to spend. I'd rather take my chances with developing to another level Justin Fields. And then if it doesn't work, then I figure out a draft plan. If that means moving up in the draft, or maybe the record will be such that they could be higher than they normally are and take a quarterback. We'll see. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I'll be back Monday with Joe, 10 a.m. A lot of stuff going on today. We got the Penguins and the Caps, of course. Tomorrow's the Penguins and the Rangers, and we'll wrap it all up on KDKA-TV as we do every Sunday night with the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown. That's 11:35. And this week on the program, it's going to be Andrew Filippone joining me, Mark Caboli, as well as Jason Mackey. We have a lot to get into. We hope you join us for that. That's after the late news every Sunday night on KDKA. And then nightly, we have, appropriately called, the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. That's right. It's nightly. It's 10:35 to 11 on KDKA Plus, which is our sister station on TV, as well as 93.7 The Fan on most nights. As we get toward baseball season, that may change, because Pirate games obviously, you know, started 6. I think the 6:30 start time is still the same, Joel. Are they going to do that all season long again? It used to be only for the first month or so. Now it's like all year. I think that's the case, isn't it?
It might be. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I don't know if I like that time or not. I'm a traditional 7 o'clock guy. You know, I think people who work, 6:30 is a hard time to meet, you know, to get there on time. But apparently they've done research, and the research says that people like that start time. So we'll find out if that's going to be the way it goes. But again, most nights you can hear that show on 93.7 The Fan as well. And that's going to round it out to me. I want to remind you, which I haven't done this hour, that Fan Text Line, which is really available for all the shows that we do here, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township, southhillskia.net. Coming up, it's Kale Berger. It's going to be Bill Hillgrove. It's going to be Curtis Aiken. I don't think Josh Shapiro will be doing a game this week. Who knows? He may drop in, or somebody else may. But they'll get you set for Pitt and Notre Dame. Panthers come into this one desperately needing to win out, I think. Right now, their record is 16-10. They're 7-5 overall in the AC, 7-8, I'm sorry, overall in the ACC. Notre Dame has struggled. It's a team they need to beat. They have Georgia Tech. They have NC State. They have Louisville later on the schedule. The time is now for Pitt Panthers to get into the NCAA tournament. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it. Joel Nelson, as always, with the great work behind the glass. And thank you for joining me. I always appreciate hearing from you out there in Radio Land. And we'll see you again on Monday on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.